Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Top Dad Podcast, a podcast by dads.
For dads.
About dads. Episode 106. It means absolutely nothing compared to 105 versus the upcoming 107. It's just a number.
I'm trying to think of other shows that had no, like, overarching theme, and each one was different. I guess The Simpsons. They've had lots of episodes. None of them have been the same.
I mean, I always got excited when you'd watch. I was both got excited and hated when a sitcom's like, to be continued. You're like, it's a fucking sitcom. I don't need to be waiting until next week to see what happens.
The worst is when you start watching a show
and
you dig it, and then there's a cliffhanger, and then they don't get renewed for season two.
Yeah, you're like,
and then nothing happens.
You're like, fuck. Double whammy.
Black Donnellys happened. It was just like.
Oh, I remember that show.
It was like this Irish.
I remember that show barely.
Yeah, these Irish brothers and like. I'm assuming Boston. It's where any other
all
Irish
other
shows.
Irish brothers take place.
Yep.
We're here on episode 106 in the lovely end of September in Chicago, which means it was 80 last week and it's currently 45.
Yep. I think it was 70 yesterday.
Yep.
Maybe not quite 70.
I think it got to like 67 or something like that. Today high is like 62.
And it's 47 right now.
And yes, the boys and I rode our bikes to school and it was a bit brisk.
Today's the first day that when I let the dog out in the morning, I had to, A, put on shoes.
Yep.
Normally I just go barefoot in the dew-soaked grass,
and
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
In my underwear and t-shirt. Because I was, fuck it. If you don't like to watch me in the backyard, don't look.
Don't look.
This morning, I was like, I had to put a coat on. I had to put shoes on. I had to put pants on.
All the layers?
All of the layers. It's a good thing I don't sleep in a buff.
I mean, well, it's up to you. You can just keep him at the end of the bed.
It's true. It'd be weird to walk the dog in the morning in my...
In your skivvies?
Oh, no, I do.
No skivvies. No skivvies. Skivvyless? In the nudage?
Speaking of dogs, I have some good news.
I don't know where this is going.
I know. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So I went... I worked for Bert over the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I was in Charlotte.
Out of town.
Yeah. So we had some out-of-town events to do. Bert had two events, one in Houston, one in Charlotte. We are a Chicago-based company, so that's a little difficult to be
in
three places at
once.
Not
very close to each other.
So he's like, hey, can you work Charlotte? I was like, cool. And it was during the President's Cup, so I got to go to the President's Cup. It was for Tito's.
Was it fun?
Handmade vodka. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I mean, those parties are super easy. They're only like a couple hours long.
U.S. crushed it.
They're like corporate events, so like people get drunk, but like... They're on their best behavior.
But they're polite drunk?
It's like a corporate event. So like nobody's getting shit canned with lampshades on their heads, jumping up and down on the tables.
Man, that'd be good if they did.
Not always. It has happened.
Wasn't there that office party movie where people just got fucking nutty?
I think he has bachelor parties.
There's an office party one. I think it was
office
like...
Office party.
I want to say, I'm making this up, but I want to say Jennifer Aniston and Seth Rogen.
If not Hollywood, that's a great movie to
do
it. Pitch. There's Match First movie
Jason
pitch.
Bateman.
He would be a great office
and
party
Jennifer
guy.
Aniston, I believe.
Wait, that's actually the movie? Or
I'm going to look it up while you continue talking about your event.
And so the event was cool. I'll talk about the President's Cup in a minute and how kind of fun it was and all that kind of good stuff. But I get home. Kids are home. They get done with soccer. I'd stopped and gotten them Happy Meals because that's our Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
You know, that's our end of week kind of, you know, congratulatory.
Special, yes, you've made it.
You did it. Good job at soccer. It's their soccer, you know, reward. Anyways, I pick up some Happy Meals. Kids eat their Happy Meals. I was like, what do you guys want to do? You want to go outside? Want to go to the park? Want to hang out? They've been running around all morning for soccer. So they're kind of like, we just kind of want to chill. And I was like, great, great idea. So it's their idea to lay on the couch, watch their iPads, and I get to just
sit there and nap.
So I take off my glasses. I do wear glasses, by the way, folks. Take off my glasses. Put them underneath the coffee table. Not like underneath the coffee table. Our coffee table has like a lower ledge.
Yeah.
So I put them in there.
Like where books would often reside.
Kind of half falling asleep. Sawyer keeps moving and bumping me in the head because she's trying to get comfortable too. So that kind of sucked. Then they're like, all right, cool. We want to go outside now. I was like, great. I got my good hour and 15 minute nap. Like just relaxing time.
Yeah.
Veg. I'm perfect.
Chilling.
Go upstairs. I got to change because it's a little different weather than Charlotte. Charlotte was warm.
Yep.
Chicago was a little fall cool. So I was like, cool. I'm going to put on some, maybe like a sweatshirt. I don't know. Dad sweatshirt.
Dad
time.
Sweatshirt.
You know,
did you wear the full sweatsuit?
No, I don't sweatsuit it.
You should.
I don't even own sweatpants.
You don't?
I don't think I do.
I got a pair of Under Armour that are phenomenal.
Yeah, I just wear jeans. Yeah. But they're stretchy jeans, so it's fine.
Okay.
So I get changed, don't have my glasses on. I was like, where the fuck are my glasses? Go downstairs, check underneath the coffee table where I left them. They're not there. I was like, well, maybe I brought them upstairs, took them off to put on my sweatshirt.
Yep.
Because as a glasses wearer, you do have to take
you
off
have to,
your...
Yes.
Right. Because I wear like tight neck hole stuff.
Yes.
I don't wear loose...
He's not a V-neck kind of guy. He's a crew necker.
Can't find it. Sawyer's following me around the whole time. Like, Dad, what are we going to do? 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 Hey, Dad. Are we going to Hey, Dad. We're going to play with
this. I'm already having parental anxiety.
I was like, motherfucker. So I'm stressed out about that. And then I can't find my glasses. I'm like, they got to be downstairs. I can't find them. And I'm starting to panic. Sure enough, I look over at the dog and she's eating my glasses. Completely ate them. Chewed all the shit. Not chewed where I could put them on, like where the ear things, mm-hmm. like the, what are those called on glasses? Like the legs?
The
arms?
The stems? The things stems, that attach over your ear.
Right, the stems.
The thing that come from the glass frames to your ears.
To the ear back frames. Literally, they're going in different directions. She's got them all fucking chewed up. I was so mad, I didn't even yell. That's how mad I was.
You were so mad.
I was so mad I didn't even yell at the dog.
That's not very good.
Because I only have one pair of glasses. These are my other pair of glasses, but I'm not particularly fond of these. And my glasses don't have any kind of... I don't have a spare set. I was very upset.
You only have one pair of glasses?
Well, I mean, I have these.
Okay.
These are supposed to be my black tie optional glasses.
Oh, your fancy boy glasses.
So I was talking to Bert, and I was like, telling him the story. And I was like, yeah, she ate my glasses. They're my super fancy Saint Laurent glasses. From Italy, and I was very upset about them, and they don't make that particular frame anymore. So now I have my guy at the glasses store in Chicago scouring the world for extra pairs of glasses.
Just buy stuff at Warby Parker, man.
So then I was talking to Bert. I was like, yeah, she ate my regular glasses. I was like, now I'm down to wearing like my Tom Ford glasses. And I'm like,
oh, so rough.
I have to wear my Tom Ford glasses all the time. So he's like, fuck you. He's like, you do one modeling gig, and now you're like, oh, yeah, I have to wear my Tom Ford glasses.
No, two modeling gigs.
Two.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh my god!
And a voice
by the
acting
way,
gig.
That piece of the glasses is called the temple.
Right. I guess it's next to your temple.
It's next to your temple, and the back of it, the little part that goes, called the temple tip. According to my Google image search of parts of glasses.
Yep. Well, what are the other parts of glasses?
Let's see. The bridge.
Right. It's where your nose.
If it
goes.
Has a second part that's called the top bar above the bridge.
Nice. I don't
nose,
like those.
Nose pads.
Nose pads are where your nose goes.
And pad arms. Those are things that hold the nose pads in place.
Okay.
Lenses, rims, end pieces, right in the side where by the hinge. And those hinges are called hinges.
Mm. And those are the parts of the glasses.
Eye wires / rims, end pieces, yeah, I got nothing. Thanks for saying screws. I understand what those are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we're going to go bridge,
in all
top
fairness,
bar, temple, and temple tip.
I'm not going to lie. Anybody who's going to Google parts of a glasses probably needs to know specific screw parts.
Of note, I am very good at movie trivia. It's called Office Christmas Party. The Christmas was the missing word there. And it is Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston.
You got it all right. You just
I forgot
the
word
name.
Christmas.
Oh, Office Christmas Party.
Yeah. A lot of Saturday Night Live people in
nice.
There. But yeah.
So that's how my Saturday afternoon started. The
that
dog
sounds,
ate my glasses.
Let's see. We had...
It was cool. Then we hung out with the neighbors in the yard.
Nice.
Because we're moving, so of course that's like
gotta,
a thing.
Yeah, but you're moving like 6 blocks away.
Yeah,
granted, you can go see
six,
the neighbor, but not...
Like three.
You can go see the neighbors, but they're not
they're
your
three
ag-
houses
actual
now,
neighbor.
So it's fine. It's fine. Same
you're
neighborhood.
Okay.
We're just down the street.
Let's see. We only had 3 sporting events this Saturday,
which is a
light Saturday for us. It was pleasant that both of the boys had adjoining soccer games... basically field K1 and K2 at 10:30 on Saturday. So
you could
stand
in the middle of K1 and K2?
I couldn't because I had
around?
To coach one of them, but everybody else could.
Ah,
and
nice.
Just pivot 180 to see what was going
pivot.
On. Pivot. And then we had a nice 5-hour break, which a 5-hour break on a Saturday.
Nobody in the history of the world has ever said that's a nice 5-hour
exactly.
break.
Exactly.
It's like saying
fucking garbage.
It's a nice 5-hour layover at the fucking airport.
You're like, hey, you know what I want to do is go home and do stuff for 5 hours and then have to leave my house again.
So you went home, obviously.
We went home. We did some stuff around the house. I think we like organized some stuff, cleaned up some stuff, had lunches. Oh, we had a nice sit-down lunch at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, nice.
We've been my family's been on a massive Chick-fil-A bender lately.
Really?
It's the boys are addicted. Lauren loves it. I love Chick-fil-A, but even Chick-fil-A. I'm getting like past the point of like
I'm not a fan of Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's great. However, I'm getting like repetitive fatigue from eating Chick-fil-A. They have a deluxe club sandwich, which I get the grilled chicken breast.
Nice.
Comes with a nice slice or two of bacon on it, lettuce, tomato, and like a honey barbecue sauce, and then the bun. And then I get the kale salad to be slightly healthier.
Bun mentioning is like when you have to describe parts of a glasses and you're like screws.
Yeah,
right. That the bun. Screws.
It's what's like the normal
the screws
like
of
the
a sandwich.
Brioche bun or whatever their bun is.
Well, you didn't say brioche bun. You said and two pieces of bread.
I didn't know I was going to defend my bun statement. it's not a wrap. It's not a skinny where
okay,
it's just
touche,
the lettuce.
Touche. I could have said wrap. You could have said I could have
gotten
envisioned
a wrap. Yeah. See,
I'm a big wrap fan.
I love wraps, but again, so my family they get the nuggets, they get the shake. They do have a lovely autumn spice milkshake right now. Tastes like pumpkin pie.
It's not cool.
It's not a PSL. Not a pumpkin spice latte type of thing. It's not all that chai pumpkin-y flavor. It's tastes like pumpkin pie, and I'm pretty sure there's little bits of graham cracker in it.
Oh, you had
which
me.
Which is, yeah.
You have me
the,
a graham cracker.
The graham cracker is like big selling point on
big
this
Big graham
thing.
Cracker fan.
Well, who doesn't love a graham cracker?
Yeah, if you don't
kids,
like graham
adults,
crackers,
get
the
fuck out. Yeah.
Right, it's like saying I hate apple pie or baseball.
Yeah.
Beat
it. What are you, fucking Canadian?
Right, move to Canada. Pick up hockey. A.
And hey,
to all
you
our
get
Canadian
your timbits?
Listeners, thanks for checking us out this week.
I do love
Hopefully
Canada,
you'll come
by
back
the way.
To us. I've never been.
Canada's maple syrup.
I'm indifferent.
All of it.
About
all the
Canada.
You
seems,
don't know?
Seems like the colder different. Version of the of America.
They're polite. They have a lot sure. of, they have nice snacks. A lot of maple flavored things, like maple flavored candies. And
yeah.
I like maple. I like maple syrup.
I guess I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah. Do you think about their foods?
Are all syrups maple syrups?
No.
What are the other types of syrups?
There's like a coconut syrup.
No, there's no such
thing. There is.
I've just eaten it
in Hawaii.
You went from maple syrup, the staple of syrups,
it's
to
the first syrup
a
I can
fucking
come up with.
Most obscure syrup you could possibly think of. How about pumpkin syrup?
It was not a pumpkin syrup.
No, correct. There's
coconut syrup. No, it was a coconut syrup
just
from Hawaii.
Way. If we were in fucking Family Feud,
and
you
didn't
and
ask
they
me, what's
like,
the most locally
what's
convenient
the most
other
popular
syrup?
Types of syrup? Survey says, bing, bing, bing. Call it family. Maple. We'll skip. Go over there. And then they're like, Matt, what is the yours? You know, well, Pat, I'm going to say coconut.
It's what I said. It's the only other syrup that
no
I know
fucking
of.
Fucking way.
You said, are there other types of syrup? I can only come up with one, and it's because I had
fucking
it.
I'm a blueberry.
I had it. Is there a blueberry syrup?
I don't know. Whenever I go to
probably
like
a compote.
IHOP, which I figure is the pinnacle of pancake syrup.
That is not a syrup.
Pretty sure there's a blueberry syrup.
It's a blueberry compote.
I mean, there's only one type of syrup.
Coconut.
Maybe it was a trick question. Coconut is not one of them.
It was really good.
I'm not denying the fact. I like coconut.
You asked me that. I've had like bourbon-flavored maple syrups, but that's still maple syrup.
Correct.
So the only other syrup I've ever had was on my honeymoon in Hawaii, where it was coconut syrup.
Okay, types of pancake syrups you'll love. Number one, strawberry. Number two, maple. Number three, homemade buttermilk syrup. That sounds good. That Dutch sounds honey good. Syrup. Vanilla butter syrup. Blonde butter syrup.
What is brown, the base ingredient for all of these?
Brown sugar syrup.
No, syrup is
rose syrup. Now we'd have to go to more items to see if Matt's coconut comes up there.
Coconut syrup delicious? The answer is
Nobody
yes.
Nobody said it wasn't delicious. I think it's just very obscure.
Of course it's obscure. You didn't ask me for common syrups. You said, what are other types of syrup?
I guess you want to defend your answer. That's fine. Number one, strawberry syrup. I love it. I'm not denying the fact that coconut syrup exists, but unless you're on fucking Gilligan's Island, where the only thing you have to eat in the planet is fucking, the only person on the planet who would agree with you on number one, top syrups would be coconut syrups? Ah, yeah, Gilligan, that's correct.
Hawaiian sun syrup, coconut syrup.
Buttermilk syrup sounds good.
That sounds great. I just like buttermilk anything.
I like buttermilk. I don't even really know what buttermilk is.
It doesn't matter. It makes me feel old-timey, country, and like I'm getting fatter.
I don't know about...
It's like I'm storing up for winter.
Not going to lie, vanilla butter syrup?
That sounds pretty good, too.
It sounds great.
It may be awful, though.
But when you look at the consistency of what it looks
like... Oh, it's just a... No, I don't want... Oh, no.
You're right. It looks like a
big
giant...
Big jug of man juice.
Of... Something that you turn in at the jerk-off clinic. Okay, next up on the Top Dad podcast, not types of syrup. Oh, God. You're right, Matt. I take it back. From now on, after seeing the pictures of other syrups, you're right. Coconut syrup sounds fucking fantastic.
Coconut syrup, I think it was clear. I don't think there's anything else to it.
Way better.
All right. I got one more weekend event.
Right on.
Sunday, I woke up. We're like, you know what? We don't
it's
have
good.
Anything.
It's always good to start the
don't
day.
Don't have anything planned today. Want to watch a Bears game.
Like
maybe
that.
A little bit of football.
It's good.
Nothing on the schedule. No dinners. No nothing. And you're like, you know what? I want to organize.
It's
some,
like a
I want to organize
day.
The house a little bit. Like either clean out the garage or clean out the basement.
You
or
have
maybe
a TV in the garage?
I do. I have. Technically, yes, because it's been there since my since last October. It's not currently mounted. It's just sitting on my workbench.
But you can turn it on and watch the game.
I can turn it on work in the garage, yes.
Well, my thought was like it'd be kind of nice to like watch the
TV outside.
It'd
be very
nice
to watch it outside.
And then like clean the garage. It's like an excuse to like get
to
3 hours alone.
Yes.
Right.
And to be honest, fall in the Midwest is great in your garage. Because it's like there's no breeze, but it's still nice and chill. You can do all the work without getting hot and sweaty like you normally do. So it was like, do I do another garage? Do I do the basement? I was thinking maybe like sorting through some of the boys' clothes because Brayden has way too many t-shirts. And I'm like, I just want to pare stuff down. I want to get some fall clean and get shit out of the house, basically. And what did we do instead? We went to IKEA.
You went to IKEA as a family?
Yes, all four of us at about 10:30.
Damn it.
Because we had
number
wanted
nine
to
on
get
this list that I missed.
Coconut?
Yeah, homemade coconut sugar simple syrup.
Boom. Went to IKEA. Lauren has been wanting to get some desks for the boys' bedroom.
Okay.
And we're trying to like get their hence why there's some beanbag chairs in my car because they don't fit in the spaces anymore.
Get some extra beanbags in your car?
We got some beanbags in the car. So we go to IKEA. Have a lovely little expedition. The boys are mostly behaving themselves. Of note, the kid area at the Bolingbrook IKEA is currently shut down because they're redoing it.
Oh, no, not COVID related.
At least not that I'm aware of, but they were renovating the inside. So it's shut down. We were going there with hopes of maybe they go play for 45 minutes. Instead, no. So we got them to come around. They picked out their desk. They got some chairs. Of course, we get some like $4 stuffed animal because it's IKEA. We actually went there to try to find a bookshelf for me to put in one of our rooms. And didn't end up getting a bookshelf. We are custom making one on the IKEA website. Went for something else.
Right.
Ended up getting everything for the children. And then we got home at, let's see, we got there 10:30. Had a lovely lunch. Some meatballs with some...
Because really there's nothing else to eat it.
Meatballs with the lingonberry sauce. Some mashed taters and some broccoli.
Lingonberry?
Lingonberry. That's the little red jelly. The lingonberry. Lingonberry.
I did not know that.
Swedish. And then, was that Johnny Carson?
That was, Mayor Quimby from The Simpsons.
Who sounds like Johnny Carson.
And a little bit like, he's like half Kennedy, half Carson.
Fair enough. Okay.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He's like, okay, fair enough.
Coconut syrup.
Got home at 1 o'clock.
Top 10 syrups and,
2.5 hours later, got home at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Then what I start to do? Build IKEA things specifically
to do it
in
front
IKEA
of the
desk.
TV and watch the Bears game.
I did.
Game?
I sat on the floor with a beer and watched the Bears game. And I was 2/3 of the way through building the first desk when I realized there were different instructions for the left facing versus right facing side of the desk and had to take it apart and put it back together the other way.
The worst.
The second desk went together much faster. And as IKEA does, IKEA gave me one last F you. Went down to the garage. Breaking down all the boxes, got a nice cardboard paper cut, breaking down the boxes.
Nice.
As if my thumb fatigue and sitting on the floor for 3 hours
was
and
not enough.
It was, hey, here's a paper cut to end your day. Didn't bleed, but it really thought it was going to. So there it is, like right that little guy. Oh, look at you. You got some cuts too.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny also has some, he's got some knuckle cuts.
Some massive.
Looks like he got in a fight with a
back of my hand.
Toothy boy. Yeah, so my Sunday was filled with, went from nothing and getting stuff out of the house to bringing stuff in, putting it all together. But I did watch the Bears get a victory, which was very surprising.
Yeah.
Bears are 2-1.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields has thrown almost zero footballs through the year.
This is where Matt and I differ in our Bears fandom, where Matt is still the hopeful Bears fan.
No.
I am the eternal, like, I know they're going to break my heart. I don't give them a chance.
My favorite thing
ever. The Bears are the ex-girlfriend that you meet at the bar, and you're like, maybe things will work out if we get back together. Maybe we'll get back together. It was great, and then you remember how fucking awful it was in the wintertime, and you're thinking, there's no way I want to get back with this chick. No. Or man, doesn't matter. We're separate.
Equal opportunity exes.
Yeah, nice.
Nice. Jinxies. So, no, I'm not hopeful in any way, shape, or form, but it was fun to see them get away.
I'm so mad at my ex-Bears girlfriend that I'm literally moved on to a different sport. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to start watching cricket or NASCAR.
There was a cricket thing popped up on my...
Yeah, did you see that? This wild rule?
This weird rule where they like hit the
I don't know how to play cricket. Apparently, that was a weird way to win. I didn't even know what a ghost post was.
A ghost post. They ghost posted on a cricket thing.
I didn't even know there was ghosts involved in cricket.
I'm glad that we're on the same social media
stuff. Something happened where she stepped out of the batter's box.
The bowler goes to like pitch, but there you have like the batter and then like the anti-batter or whatever. Like the one it's like running bases, but with bats and back and forth. And wickets. So she goes.
They don't run around them. They go back and forth. Yeah.
So she goes to bowl pitch, and the other player like steps outside of the box by like a half of an inch,
right?
Probably a 1 centimeter because they're playing in some weird metric rule. And she stops bowling, turns around, just knocks the wicket behind her, and game's over.
Game's over.
And you're like, well, what just happened?
Yep. Everybody was crying.
And they won like 130-48. But in cricket world, I think that's actually just like one run. It's like a 90 point win, but I think it's much closer than that in reality. So yeah, that was a weird one. For those of you that watch cricket, I'm sure you were losing your mind over how
I don't watch cricket.
Smart play.
I did see that on social medias, and I was quite excited to... that was pretty neat.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened, but I do respect smart sports plays.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Nice. Like, A.J. Krasinski was always a very That's what I said. Booby traps. And he was always...
You live in Chicago. You should be able to say Polish names much better.
Nah. And Kazimierz Pulaski.
I don't know if that's the most or least Chicago.
He was always a sports, like in baseball, he knew the rules so well that like shit like that would happen. Everybody else would miss the drop ball.
Yeah.
And he would like, he'd always know like these obscure rules. And then like even the umpires are kind of like, I think that's right.
Yeah. Catchers are very smart baseball players, which is why many of them become
managers. He's trying to get into coaching, right?
Most of them do. He's doing announcing now. But he does, a lot of catchers become managers.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're kind of like the team leader.
They're like the team leader. They're smart. They know the pitcher stuff. They know the fielding stuff. They're kind of like the captains. They kind of like direct the traffic. Like they're like the quarterbacks of baseball. Not nearly as flashy, though, when it comes to quarterbacks.
Right. Not as cool, but.
Yeah. But then they become great coaches most of the time. Yeah. Fact. Fact and fact.
Factoid.
So I can't wait anymore.
Nope. Got one more wait.
Come on.
So besides, so you didn't really say, so you built the stuff, and you did something in the boys' bedrooms? Or like what?
Oh, so no, we
you just put their desks in, you're like, here you go,
brought their desks in.
Do your homework.
No, they got like, they're going to be able to put their computer, their Chromebooks on it and read some books and just trying to make them a place that's more.
Is.
Yeah, we also put together some bookshelves for them to put books on.
Right.
They have like a lofted bed, each of them, so the bookshelves are underneath.
But you took their beanbags out, so what are they going to sit on?
We got them a different mat that doesn't, that they can lay atop, but it doesn't like... The beanbag chairs were too big for the space. We got a smaller item.
You took out their seating arrangements, and now they have mats to sit on.
Yes, they sit on
yoga mats?
Yeah, kind of. They're like the IKEA kids mat. They're like green and yellow. They flippy floppy fold.
They don't just sit on their beds?
No, they sit on, if they want to go under their bed, they sit on the mats.
Under their bed.
And then they have like
bunk beds?
No, they're lofted. They each have a lofted bed.
Oh, I did not know there were
lofted
beds.
So they each lofted. I just said that like 2 minutes ago.
No, I don't think you did. I did. Folks, rewind and see if there's a
rewind.
Loft in
there. It was stated. Lofted bed. They each have a lofted bed. So they have their bed.
Lofted bed.
Lofted bed. So there's a space underneath
lofted,
to put things.
Lofted bed.
Yes. Why are you saying it more and more?
I'm just curious. Lofted bed.
Have you lost the meaning of the word? What is happening?
No, I know what a lofted bed is. Is it called a lofted bed?
Is it just a loft bed?
Yeah.
No, it's lofted.
Well, I understand it's not a verb. It's just a loft bed.
To loft something.
Correct. They don't call it a to loft bed. This is not a Shakespearean play. Google IKEA. Does it say lofted bed or do they sell them as loft beds? I like teasing Matt when he says
I believe to loft something is to loft
it. No. I'm not arguing the loft. I just feel like beds are called loft beds, right?
No, they're it's called a loft bed.
Loft? Yeah, right. But you said lofted bed.
Well, their beds are lofted.
Shop loft beds.
Their beds are lofted.
Pottery Barn, loft bed. Wayfair, loft bed blowout. Ooh, I actually kind of want to think of getting one. Images for loft bed. Let's try lofted bed. Maybe a picture of Matt will show up. Ah, lofted bed. Nope, still loft beds.
It's not lofted?
Loft bed frame.
Lofted, to put, store, or keep in a loft.
Correct. The term means it is lofted.
Their bed is lofted.
No, it's a loft bed. You don't call it a beamed bag. It's a bean bag. You're calling it a beamed bag.
What? I don't understand the problem here.
It's just a loft bed, not a lofted bed.
So they
have lofted beds.
We're gonna have a 5 minute conversation on the term loft.
Absolutely. Loft bed.
A loft bed.
No college kid goes, Dad, I was totally hooking up with this girl from a sorority in my lofted bed.
But it's a they have lofted beds. Their beds are lofted.
100%.
I meant them as in,
I agree with you.
I'm not calling them what they are. But I'm using term. Where are they located in the room.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not using it I'm using it as a descriptor,
right.
not the item type.
Yeah.
You're just saying this to annoy me even more.
100%. It totally makes sense.
I was using it as a descriptor.
I occasionally on the weekends.
Let me refresh.
I ride.
They don't have lofted beds. Their beds are lofted.
Ah, well, maybe if you.
Because
you
their beds aren't loft.
You said lofted beds.
They have loft beds.
Occasionally,
I think you said their beds are lofted.
No, it's cool. Occasionally on the weekends when I'm in Wisconsin, I ride four-wheelered.
I hate you. All right, let me refresh. Both of my children own loft beds, meaning that both of their beds are lofted.
They have upgraded from tri-wheeled cycles.
Both of my children have a space underneath their elevated beds where they can play and enjoy bookdom and sitting and whatever else they want to do. This is the worst 3 minutes, I think, of my day. It's good. This is the worst of my day. It's only going to get better. That's fine.
What happened to the beamed chair?
The bean baggers are currently in my trunk, possibly going home with you.
So they were sitting on their sacks of beans. Sorry. I threw this for a huge loop. And now the worst part is I texted Matt on Sunday and I was watching something and I was like, I've just had the biggest epiphany of my life. And in the last 48 hours, 40 hours, 38 hours, whatever it is, I have decreasingly gotten more, I was on a cloud nine or like a.
So are we moving on now?
No. I feel like I was so high. And then
you were super high.
And I texted you. I was like, please don't be disappointed. And you were like, well, that's kind of on you. And
yeah.
Now I feel like I just made this big deal about lofted beds.
Yeah.
That I'm going to give you my epiphany. You're going to be like, it's the dumbest fucking thing
ever. Yeah, 100%. You knocked me down.
Really,
I am not going to build you
I'm
up.
I'm really nervous about saying this.
Yeah. No, I get a text. He's like, by the way.
Oh, it's huge.
I have a huge, massive epiphany. He's like, the thing was, prepare for Tuesday. I had an epiphany.
I had a moment in life that I will always remember where I was and when it happened. And
it's like the O.J. Simpson verdict.
Or like one of the horrible things that's happened, like when Kennedy was shot.
You were alive then?
No, you remember where you were.
Oh, I'm like, you weren't alive then.
When, Pearl Harbor happened, people remember. 9/11, you remember exactly
yes.
where you were, and everybody has that moment in life where you're like, I remember. For me, I now have a moment in my life, my personal.
For your personal
and
epiphany.
I had a moment.
All right. I get this massive text, but that was a normal size text. It was not elevated. It was just floor level. All right. But it was prepare for Tuesday. Because I have an epiphany for the podcast, to bring up on the podcast.
And you were like, do we need to talk about a show?
Yeah, like, do we need a show topic? He goes, nope, epiphany, and then
Epiphanies
random kids say. I'm like, great, super. And I'm like, he's like, no, please don't be let down if it's not great. I'm like,
that ship has sailed.
And so, like I said, that's on you to wow me with this epiphany.
That train has left the station.
Oh, this train is in fucking Timbuktu at this point.
Before we get to the Kenpiphany?
I had
an awesome experience with my oldest and my youngest. So Sawyer's 7 and Harrison is 3.
See.
So it's kind of weird to have a conversation with a 7 and a 3-year-old. Harrison wanted to play with Sawyer, and the girls aren't really down with playing with Harrison because he's a boy and he plays like boys, and they're girls and they want to do girl stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine. In the sense of like when the girls play, they're sweet and they talk and they have fun.
Yeah.
There's no like warrior princess stuff with the girls.
When the boys play, I'd get bruised knuckles from like
they are always punching fighting. Shit.
Yeah. Right.
So they don't really want to play with Harrison. So she's coming. So finally I come downstairs. I was like, Harrison, why don't you play with your Mario house? Because he's got a big Mario house. It's awesome. He loves it. So he goes over and he's into Sonic and Mario right now. So he grabs a Sonic, a toy figurine Sonic, and then he grabs Bowser. And he's playing with the two of them together. And I was like, this is kind of awesome. And they're fighting because it's a boy. That's what they do. And I said to him, I was like, Harrison, who would win in a fight? Bowser or Sonic? And like, he stopped and his brain started like ticking.
You could see it.
I could see him thinking. Like he was going to give me an honest and thoughtful answer.
Yeah.
And he was like, Sonic. I was like, are you sure? And he's like, Bowser. I was like, are you sure? And he's like, And then I could tell he was like, well, fuck, I got to think about this and give examples. Well, then Sawyer jumps in and she starts breaking down why Bowser would win in a fight between him and Sonic. She's like, well, Bowser can breathe fireballs. Bowser can do this. Bowser's much bigger. But then Sonic can do this. They had like, and then I kind of went back upstairs to finish getting dressed. And they literally had a 10-minute conversation. My two human
two of the three human beings I created about imaginary topics out of nothing.
Out of fucking Dutch honey syrup, vanilla batter syrup.
Oh, God, fuck, gross.
Out of my own Ken syrup. And
just tune out, people.
So I had these two people that I brought into this universe and to see them interact with one another in a thoughtful, wonderful way where they were discussing the plights of what happens between Bowser and Sonic and who would win, it was a very happy, proud dad moment.
Wait, is that the epiphany?
No.
Oh,
I was just very excited about that.
Well, that's the epiphany. I'll be sad. It was cool.
That was Sunday morning when I was getting ready to go to work. So then I went to work, worked until like 6, went to go grab something to eat as I'm eating in the car. Because like it's weird now to eat in restaurants by myself because people look at me weird. It's like COVID. Nobody wants people in restaurants anymore.
Dude,
you know, it's odd.
Einstein's Bagel still doesn't have tables set up.
I kind of stopped going to places like that.
Why?
The Wendy's I went through to get like a Wendy's sandwich was... The doors are locked. Like only the drive-thru's open. And it's like 6 o'clock on a Sunday. Anyways, not that I'm complaining.
No, I'll complain. It's
so I was.
Dumb.
I don't want to give it away because I was doing something. I was watching a movie. Okay?
Okay.
I decided I was going to give myself a break and watch
a movie.
Do I
need
to
know what movie it is?
You'll know in a second.
Okay.
I was watching a movie, and as I'm watching this movie, I realized that the character that I'm watching is one of my favorite, now, is one of my favorite characters of all time. So I was thinking, I just put him in a category of movie characters that are my favorite movie characters of all time. If you had to guess what if we were on Family Feud and Ken's favorite two movie characters of all time, who would they be?
Luke Skywalker.
No, but close. Close.
Marty McFly.
A good option.
Okay.
You're in the right realm. Keep going.
Johnny Lawrence.
Johnny Lawrence from Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Also very good, but no. Keep going.
Wicket from...
Another Star Wars character. Good. I'll give you a hint. You're close.
He points at Pinocchio?
No. Also a big fan of Pinocchio. Not one of my favorite movie characters
of all time.
I'm close
with Star Wars, so Darth Vader. Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Sorry, Han Solo.
Yeah. And if you had to choose Han Solo, who would be my first? So Han Solo is number two of my favorite characters of all time. My number one character of all time is...
Not Chewie. Oh, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones is my favorite movie character of all time.
We don't talk enough about... Like, I love Indiana Jones.
And I'm going to get deep into this.
We don't talk about Indiana Jones
movies
on this podcast.
And I'm
going to
give you my reasons. Why, I think we honestly could start an entire fucking spinoff podcast of just why Indiana Jones is a male role model that I want to be. He's smart. He's adventurous. He's good with the ladies, but he's not a womanizer. He's not mean to them. He's in love. He's in love with that Nazi that falls into the grave cave thing. He was very upset about that.
Yeah, he wanted to go dive after
her. Marion, like Marion, he loved her too.
Beats the shit out of him.
Ends up with a kid. Turns out he's cool. It's a cool dad. He was mad. He
Shia LaBeouf.
So many good things about Indiana Jones that I want to see myself in. Han Solo is the darker version of Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
he's the little bit darker brother of Indiana Jones.
He's a little bit of the womanizer.
A little more womanizer.
Not as smart, but as full. But
street
more,
smarter.
Street smarter.
Mm-hmm. Bends rules a lot more. Although Indiana Jones bends some rules.
Indiana Jones
a little
really
smugglery.
Bend the rules. He other than breaking,
but he's fighting for
the
good.
Yeah,
Han Solo turns around. He ends up being a
he
good
fights
guy
himself. he is a good guy, but he starts off fighting for himself.
Right. Like everybody does. And yes. We're 100% sure he shot Greedo first.
Yes.
Which is fine. Not a shot. I saw that it. I literally
watched
too.
It this weekend on Friday.
Great.
Totally shot Greedo first.
So I'm watching a movie, and it dawns on me as I'm watching this movie, and it was such a hard-hitting moment. I literally had to pause the movie because I was having, like,
an internal reaction.
I just realized that the character I'm watching is now number three of my, like, top. The other's top three. It used to be top
Indiana
two.
Jones.
Indiana Jones, number one.
Han Solo, number two.
It is. I think it's just. I don't know if it's the Harrison Ford factor that the both of them they're in there together.
Yeah.
But like, I just those two characters and the way they're written and the way they act and the way they are. Like, I love those two characters.
Phenomenal characters.
I want to be like those characters.
Is there
in my fantasy? I'm an Indiana Jones / Han Solo mix.
So
there's a third character.
You're now a third character.
Yeah.
Is it played by Harrison Ford?
No.
So it's not at all played by Harrison Ford.
It's played by a man.
So it's played by a man
mm-hmm.
who's obviously adventurous.
Adventurous.
Good with the ladies.
Reckless.
Reckless.
Good with the ladies, but not a womanizer, so to speak. I'm not a fan of the womanizer
idea. Is he street smart or book smart?
I don't think you'd classify him as either. Like, okay. He's not a street smart guy. He's not a smart guy.
Is it an older movie?
Yes and no. I know it's a hard thing to say, but once you get there, you'll realize what I mean.
It's got a remake.
Yes and a no.
Or it's an old movie that takes place in present day.
It's not a remake. Was a sequel.
A sequel?
Mm-hmm. He's reckless. He's loving. He turns into like he wants to be a loving father figure, but he struggles with trying to do it. He doesn't know how to do it. He makes some mistakes, and then he regrets those mistakes, and he's constantly trying to make up for those mistakes. And he feels like there's, you know, but I mean, he's caring, and he wants to do good
for
the greater good, and he's willing to risk his own, you know, life and career to kind of help others because he's like, well, fuck it. You know, I can make this work. I'm going to do it anyways. And I'll take all the risk and I'll take all the blame. And then other people will benefit from it.
I have no idea what you're getting at here. You finally watched Maverick?
I did.
Of course, fucking.
So yeah. I realized that the character Maverick, I've never thought of. And now that we see Maverick in an older sense, obviously I'm talking about Top Gun here. Now, Top Gun is obviously one of Matt and I's favorite movies.
It's phenomenal.
Kind of named the podcast Top Dad because it's similar to Top Gun. It's no trademark infringement, but definitely close to the Top Gun logo. So clearly we're Top Gun fans.
Yeah. There's a microphone, not a star.
The quintessential 80s movies.
Phenomenal movie.
He's great in it.
Goose.
And he's young. So you see a young
Pete
version
Maverick.
Of him. Young version of Pete Maverick. But again, he's a good friend. But he's willing to fight for what he wants to get. He's got the girl who's a little bit older, but he's nice to her. He's not mean. He doesn't tell all his buddies, hey, I'm banging the teacher. You know, like, because that could have been a thing he could have did.
Could have been.
He didn't do it.
He puts himself out there in public. He sings.
Correct.
He's
willing to embarrass himself.
He's also a national hero. Now he's an ace.
So then you get to see him 30 years later, 40 years later.
Because
he's 60 now, right? So is that like a thing?
If you still haven't watched the movie and you are planning on watching it, fast forward like 5 minutes.
I won't give up too much.
But like, well, I see what you're getting in here. Father figure.
Yep.
And throws himself into the fire to protect those around him.
Correct.
And is also willing
without
to...
Without being like weird martyr, I'm doing
like
this.
Underground martyr, right. Like internalized, like... I will take this on, but nobody needs to know that
Correct.
I took it on type of thing.
Yeah.
And then goes out and is the ultimate...
Like the selfless acts.
Yeah, ultimate teacher.
Doing it for his country and his crew members or whatever.
Reckless abandon, doesn't listen to the rules.
Love how he doesn't listen to rules. Is that not me?
Oh, that's 100% you.
Yeah.
Doesn't listen to rules.
I'm not as
especially
brave.
When he knows that he's going to prove something by not listening to them.
And he's going to get in trouble.
Yes.
Like he might lose everything, but he's like, it was funny. They're like, Mav, you know, if you fly this plane... He's like, dude, they're never going to let you fly again. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, but if I don't fly this plane, none of us are ever going to fly again. Or something like along those lines.
Yeah.
None of us get to work again. And he was like, okay, man. And takes off. And then he's the fastest man alive and all that cool stuff. And then I love the end, and I won't spoil it too much. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. Things happen. And I don't want to get too far in the movie because I don't want to make any spoilers, but whatever.
Who cares?
They're both on the ground in enemy territory. And he he pushes Goose's kid, because obviously we all know it's Goose's kids in there, and that's the father figure role that he's trying to figure out what to do, because he feels like he murdered or he well, failed
he's responsible
him
for Goose's,
death, and that's always been a thing. So I love his like ideas with that. And then he pushes the kid. He's like, "What the hell were you thinking?" And he's like, "You told me not to think." And he was like,
"He's like,
oh, yeah,
he's good. Like, good to see."
It was great because they were both like, "Shit, I did say that."
He's like, so, he's like, "It's good seeing you.
Good seeing you.
Good seeing you too."
But I mean, it was very funny that he was like, "What were you thinking? I didn't fucking sacrifice myself so you could be down here with me." He's like, "You told me not to think." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, that's even better."
Well played.
It's a perfect dad moment because he's not a perfect dad. You know, father figure. I don't want to say dad, but like a father figure.
You know what's so ridiculous about that movie?
So are you? Even though I made fun of the lofted bed. Do you see like how Maverick is like kind of turned into this like a much cooler character than his just a cool guy doing cool shit?
Before Maverick was a cool guy doing cool shit. Doing cool now he's a deeper, more fully figured person, which is why this movie's probably so good.
It really was. And normally like sequels or like, what do they call them? Not remakes, but like
It's a re
what's the word? What's the word? You're smarter than me.
They
come on.
Put it back out there. It's not a remake. It's it's a retelling.
There's a word for it. Whatever. It's fine. It is a sequel. When they redo a movie.
Revitalization?
When they redo a movie, what's it fucking called?
A redo?
Just a remake?
A remake? A remake.
It's not a remake.
It's just a sequel. Straight up sequel. But it's a sequel 30 years in the future.
Correct. Which is very cool. I thought it was an awesome movie. I really liked it. I liked everything about the character. I was like, man.
Not a reawakening. Yeah,
but
just a sequel.
I really dug the idea of like kind of how everything happened and then like kind of how the movie ended. Yeah. I thought it was really cool, and he kind of makes up for all his bad things. And then there's like a love interest story that was, you had mentioned to me, you're like, it's kind of like not necessary, but it's cool. Like he kind of goes back on an old fling. And there was some stuff in the movie that I get that I liked that I was also kind of disappointed by. In the original movie, Kelly McGillis drove a 1956 Porsche 356 Speedster, which is a beautiful car. It's my dream car. It's black. It's convertible. It's amazing. He drives that Kawasaki Ninja motorcycle, which is the only time I've ever wanted to ride a motorcycle, is watching Tom Cruise in that movie. So he goes back to riding that motorcycle again, which I was like, okay, I get it. Like, it's cool. It's fine. He's still
in
a bomber jacket.
This one? She's driving a...
Jennifer Connelly drives a 1960s silver 911T. So it's still a Porsche, not a convertible. So they didn't completely do it.
Yeah.
They did make a convertible in that year, but...
It was an old classic car.
But it's still super, super... an old classic Porsche.
An old classic Porsche.
So that might have also got it for me, too, that they kind of did that nod, but I thought it was great.
Yeah. I liked how they did... there wasn't a bad part about that movie. Even the ending could have been super cheesy, campy, 100%. But for some reason, it worked.
And it made it fun. And
it was fun. It was a fun ending. You knew it was going to... It was a good thing. Yeah. So that's your epiphany?
That was my epiphany. I realized that the character Maverick is now in my top...
He's now top three.
He's number
three. Previously, just been a top two.
And then I started thinking about other ones, and it's like these are lesser classifications that aren't quite as impactful. Like, obviously, the Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford, Han Solo, like, super impactful.
Yeah.
Maverick is now, I'm retroactively reflecting, and I was like, wow, I see a lot of things that I like about this character, and I kind of want to, you know, embrace myself. And I really enjoyed that. So that was my big epiphany.
Sounds good.
I'm glad I watched it on my iPad, because if I had to watch it, like, anywhere else, I wouldn't have been able to pause the movie and do it.
Oh, you
like,
watched it on have the iPad? You got to go watch it on the TV at some point.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The theater,
I bought it. I bought it on iTunes.
Watch it on the big screen too. Yeah. Yes,
it was good. I'm glad I finally got to watch it. And Lindsay's gonna be like, "Why aren't you working?"
Because it's
I was having an epiphany.
I was having
a dad moment.
Not an epiphany.
I was.
No one could get mad at you if you said I had an epiphany.
I was epiphany.
You're like immune from judgment if you're having epiphanies.
Like,
what are you doing on the couch? I just had an epiphany.
I had an epiphany.
What happened?
Huh?
Tell me about it.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. It's great.
It was good. I was very excited about that. Can you think of any other movie characters that maybe are not quite that fine? Like, because I know, because you can see looking at me and my personality, you're like, oh, yeah, those kind of fit as good characters for me. I wonder, like, do you have characters in your mind that you kind of think of that are like, oh, that's a good fit for Matt and kind of what has shaped some of Matt's life?
Not off the dome, but I'm going to have to think about it now.
Think about it, because it's
I'm going to have to come back to you on this. What characters?
Because some people might think of like a John Wayne movie, or maybe like a doctor played in a movie. I was thinking maybe there was some like ER doctor you watched.
Patch Adams.
I don't. Patch. Perfect example.
Yeah, except all the sad things.
Robin Williams.
There.
Maybe Robin Williams' guidance counselor role.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Also a good one.
I only ahead of it to times. Robin Williams films.
They was a great movie.
Hook.
Also great movie.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Great movie.
Jumanji.
Pretty good movie. Toy Soldiers.
Toys.
No, toys. Yeah, toys. Weird it was just movie. Toys. Very odd.
Very weird movie.
There was a Joan Cusack in there, and she played a weird,
yeah,
weird girl.
Was.
Like a paper doll. It was odd. Yeah. And LL Cool J's in that one.
Yes.
He plays his brother.
Does he?
Stepbrother or something.
I got to go back and watch Toys
it's
in
great.
A long time.
It's great.
Wow, that's a weird one.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Uh-huh. Yeah, not my person I relate to.
We start going down the
it.
Robin Williams rabbit
just got
hole
stuck
of characters.
In, yeah. There's I got to think
lot.
About who my person would be.
He's done some weird ones. Remember that weird movie he did where he was the Alaskan like serial killer?
Oh, yeah.
He was like a powder-looking guy. He looked like the character powder.
Dark Room or something. Or,
yeah,
or After Hour or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
because
it's
long,
in Alaska
it's
during the,
in Alaska.
It's during the time frame that the
yeah.
sun doesn't set.
But
or
he's
it only
also
sets
like,
for a small amount of time.
He's the guy that
he works at like Walgreens or
at, like,
something.
Costco or Walgreens. Yeah. Yeah.
Some one of those types of stores.
Yeah.
Very
photo
weird.
Photo developer guy.
You can't trust
those
guys.
Do those people even exist anymore?
I mean, don't think
Walgreens so. Walgreens still has a photo department.
They do, but I don't think they use like the dark room. I think
they just do
they
a
print
computer
out.
Printout, right?
Yeah. Does anybody actually like develop pictures anymore?
We have like hung on our wall for artwork, but like I don't have a photo book anymore.
So like when Lauren did that big thing at the Frank Lloyd Wright house, mm-hmm. and they have that photographer come in who's mildly yeah. like famous and kind of good,
yeah.
in the sense of like he's been in a lot of big magazines.
And he
I
loves
wouldn't say
Twinkies,
famous,
which is
that was also very cool.
Pretty sweet.
We had a lot of watch conversations. He's
Ooh,
a big vintage
watch guy.
Nice. Yeah, he was cool. But what you call it? I wonder if he develops them in like. But he used a digital camera. Can
digital.
You take a digital camera
no
and
one,
then
unless you
and
no,
then
you
and
can't
then,
you wouldn't
right,
digitalize
you, can't.
You wouldn't digitize
nobody
it
uses
onto
film,
a film
anymore.
Very few people would use film
unless they're doing it for a very specific reason.
Yeah, I don't think most. I don't even know how many people
digital
can
is,
you even buy film.
It's
not like sitting to the grocery store anymore like it used
so.
To. No Kodak
so.
Reels.
I don't think so.
Deep thoughts with Matt and Ken.
Yep. Film is like the is
like
the payphones of the camera world.
Film is 8-track of the music industry.
Thank you. It's like
it's actually more like the CD of the music industry
or Laserdiscs.
You might still be able to find it, but it's pretty rare.
DVDs are no longer a thing.
I don't even know if they sell film at photo places.
I don't think they
like,
do.
Like, does Procam sell film? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question.
I bet they do, but I don't see it sitting around.
But then it's like for like a kitchen, like, oh, I'm using this.
I'm super boosh.
I wonder if.
Like, well, they, of note, they do have those individual, like a Polaroid camera has film. They have the Polaroid film still because that's cool and hip to take
like
Polaroids.
Like a Polaroid camera?
Yeah.
I was thinking like, nobody uses Insta cameras anymore. Remember those? Those are like a big
thing.
Well,
those are, I think, is that the Polaroid Insta camera or is it a separate thing?
No, like an Insta camera, you take a bunch of pictures and you take it to Walgreens and they develop the pictures.
Oh, like a
Polaroid camera.
A disposable camera.
Yeah,
there we go.
But like a regular camera, I mean, like a
yeah, the
Polaroid,
that shoots out, that one still exists.
Take it back.
They
and
had like a
bloop,
comes
and
it's
out.
Like, here's your tiny photo.
Those are kind of making
not
it back.
The world's
I wonder
thing.
If like film cameras will be like the vinyl rebirth 100%. In like 20 years.
I do like vinyl.
Kids will start playing that.
I know. That'd be cool.
But yeah, that's our our weekend.
I got one topic.
Okay.
We're talking about weird things kids said.
Right on.
You had a very long conversation.
About Bowser
and Sonic.
And it was deep.
Super deep conversation.
Like, it wasn't just like, yeah, you would totally win. It was like, well, Bowser's got the reach, but Sonic's super fast, and da-da-da. It was great. It was super cool.
My topic last night
mm-hmm.
was about anatomy.
Penises?
My children.
Boobies?
Specifically, my 8-year-old.
Okay.
Was talking about boobies.
Nice.
And talked about nipples.
What do you... Oh, yeah, you're right. I totally forgot about this.
So...
Okay, go ahead, tell me.
Brayden...
Man
said,
nipples, lady nipples, a little
I think
bit of everything.
All nipples,
okay,
probably
ahead.
More lady just because they're larger
okay.
than man nipples.
Right.
On average.
Can but we say that in 2022?
Aren't women's nipples just bigger than men's nipples?
I don't know. Nervous.
Physiologically, not mentally or emotionally
oh,
or whatever else.
We're going out of weird nipple.
People
hole.
With boobs have
there
bigger nipples. Boob nipples are bigger than pec nipples.
Okay.
Brayden called a nipple, a king nipple.
King nipple.
And then there were guard nipples.
Guard nipples.
The guards that are guarding the king.
Oh, okay. So I kind of
he's talking about
idea.
The big protruding nipple.
Right.
And then the little bumpy guys around it.
Right.
He called the little bumpy guys guard nipples. And the big main nipple he called the king
sense.
Nipple.
kind of makes sense.
As to where he came up with the words kings and guards, or why.
I mean,
weird fucking shit eight-year-olds say.
Makes sense.
It's logical. As soon as he said it, I go, I know what he's getting at, and I understand. However, why you got to that topic?
Because when you texted me King Nipple Garden Ball, I was like, what the fuck? I don't know what
I
any of that
means.
I had to get
it on something.
No, it makes sense.
But yeah.
Now that you describe
now that I've
it,
described
100%
it.
Makes perfect sense.
And I don't know why it came up or whatever else. He's look, just, I have a king nipple and guard nipples. I'm like, what are you?
Nice. Was he tuning in Tokyo,
He
too?
Was not tuning in Tokyo,
because
no.
You were rubbing your nipples.
No,
and
I
don't thrusting,
I just poked at him
right.
To like, make a display for
right.
You.
No, I enjoyed it.
I was peacocking.
I enjoyed it.
Yes. King nipples and guard nipples. Way shorter conversation,
insightful,
I believe, than
thoughts by eight-year-olds.
Than Bowser versus Sonic. By the way, Sonic 100%. As I stated yesterday in text,
yep.
There's absolutely no way that if Mario beats Bowser, that Sonic also can't beat Bowser. Even with fire powers and Tanookis and even P-Wings.
I mean, there's a lot
Sonic
of good stuff.
Sonic still is going to defeat them. He's too fast.
He is very fast. It's hard to catch a Sonic.
Plus, his movies are way better than the Mario movie.
Yeah, they have made a good Mario movie.
There's only been one, and it was garbage.
Yeah.
It
wasn't
weird.
Great.
I saw like a clip from it when they made the Koopa.
Not good.
Oh, there was Toad. They made Toad and they shrunk him down like into a tiny head, which doesn't
the Mario,
make sense for
the Super Mario Brothers original show.
Cartoon.
Pretty
phenomenal.
Good. Pretty good.
I had a book about that. It was great. It was like a comic book.
Nice.
Good times.
I think that's going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for checking us out and hanging out with Deep Thoughts by Ken and Matt. Remember, today's episode brought to you by Wayfarer, where you can buy all lofted beds.
And MailChimp.
I wish we could get sponsored by MailChimp.
Dude,
MailChimp calls.
So, of note, everyone, in case you're... Did we talk about this in the podcast?
We did,
or not?
But we can mention it again.
The serial came out with a 15-minute episode last week, because Adnan has been released from jail.
Correct.
At least for the time being. We'll see what happens in the future.
I think he's out.
I think he's pretty much out. I can't imagine they're going to try him again, but I think he's out. But I don't 100% say it. But
zero chance.
They're not doing it again. But anyway, he's out. They had a 15-minute episode. And I asked Ken, I go, hey, was it still brought to you by MailChimp? And I tuned in after asking that question. It's like, and brought to you by MailChimp. It's still the same undertones. It's like MailChimp. Like, they can't read the word chimp. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's great. I'm like, oh, I use MailChimp too. And then like fades off. I'm like, it's the same opening that they've used for 8 years.
I actually do use MailChimp. It's great. Yeah.
We should be sponsored by MailChimp.
We should, because I use it for all my companies. Thanks for listening. Catch us next time. Share us with your friends. Hit that thumbs up button. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Only Dads.
Only Dads.
OnlyDads.com.
Top Daddy.
Don't Google Top Daddy. We're Top Dad Space Podcast. Search that and we'll show up.
Is Harrison Ford on one of those celebrities where they give you a video?
I highly doubt it. He makes too much money.
That'd be cool if he was though, from his horse farm.
If you can do that, make it.
I'll Han Solo for you.
That'd be awesome.
This episode, Harrison Ford, reach out and listen.
And only 2 weeks until Matt turns 40.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this will be the 40-year-old dad podcast.
No, we're going to be so old. Bye, everybody.
See ya.